The co-author of A Guide to Email says his workplace has not adopted email-free Fridays, and that seems fine with him. David Shipley is op-ed editor for The New York Times. His book is called Send.
Email-free Fridays are positive in that they are sort of the first cry for help from citizenry drowning by email. They aren't such a good thing in that it's basically an avoidance strategy. Why don't we have Fridays where we learn to email a little bit better, or we are going to spend Fridays emailing only between the hours of 9 and 5? And, you know, email is an absolutely fantastic communication tool. And it's incumbent on us to do it better, not just avoid it and give up.
Okay, so you said don't answer emails except between 9 and 5. That would be one way to do it, I suppose.
Well, a huge strategy is don't send them between 9 and 5. And I was, you know, we were talking earlier about my walk over from the New York Times building to the NPR studios. And on the way, I was just sort of conducting an informal survey. And I saw 8, maybe 9 people just BlackBerrying away.
Can I just mention, you're walking through Midtown Manhattan near Times Square, one of the most spectacular and interesting places to look around, and you're looking at people who aren't looking around.
Exactly. And how many of us have actually pulled out our BlackBerries and just sent off a bunch of emails to fill those interstitial spaces? Now, you know, it's a fine way to occupy your time, but you have to ask, well, what's going to happen to the person who has received all those emails?
Well, let me ask if it might be advisable for many people to question whether they should have a BlackBerry or the equivalent device.
Do you have a BlackBerry, Steve?
I'm afraid I do.
And so what are your general habits?
Well, just lately I've tried to avoid using it at all outside of work. I've realized that my day seems to get a lot longer and more relaxed and slower paced if I don't use it once I leave work.
I mean, one really helpful way to think about BlackBerries is the crossword puzzle rule. If you were in a certain social setting, would you do a crossword puzzle in it? If we're in a meeting, would you pull out a crossword and start filling away? And I think if you replace crossword with BlackBerry, you'll find you're using it in places where you really shouldn't be using it. Now, there are things that the world can do to help. I mean, Google, as you probably know, introduced this funny feature recently. It's called the Email Addict. When you click the icon on Google, it says, take a walk, get some real work done, or have a snack. We'll be back in 15 minutes or 14 minutes or whatever it says. And then your screen goes gray. And, of course, you can open it up again, but it makes you think. It cultivates a certain mindfulness that says, okay, should I be sending these emails right now? Maybe I should pick up the phone, or maybe I should talk to a family member. You know, there's a wonderful quote from Bob Geldof, who should be known for humanitarian things and great music. Email gives the illusion of progress even when nothing is happening.
Hmm.
And I think we're finding that more and more in our lives, that we spend our entire days emailing, and we leave the office with sort of this email haze at the end of the day. And we think, you know, I was incredibly busy today. I fired off all these emails, but what actually happened? You know, we're emailing more and we're communicating less.
David Shipley is co-author of Send, The Essential Guide to Email for Office and Home. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
And our series continues tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition Saturday. NPR's Laura Seidel is going to ask if we have too many ways to connect. If you have an opinion about that, of course, you can grab the BlackBerry, send somebody a text message, post your view on Facebook or Twitter.